Free Talk Live. It's your show. If you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, the Saturday edition of the program, toll-free 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That is why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in and talk about virtually anything. 800-259-9231. Of course, absent your calls, we'll talk about things that you might find interesting, like legalizing drunk driving. That's a topic that we haven't discussed in a long time on Free Talk Live.
And, you know, I don't know if I like the idea of characterizing it as legalizing drunk driving. Well, I am not for legalizing drunk driving.
Well, I might be for legalizing drunk driving.
We'll find out about that here. You're not considering you believe in really no coercive governments at all, as you talk about it.
Oh, now, come on. I believe in rules. I do believe in rules. But I think that what Mark Crivelli over at LouRockwell.com is going to show, and has actually been showing, it seems like this is his favorite thing to write about, because he's written several articles about legalizing drunk driving. But I think he's going to show that drunk driving laws, at least the way they're currently formed, actually likely increase drunk driving incidents. So we'll get to that here. And, of course, on this program, we've talked a lot about prohibition. We've talked a lot about drug prohibition specifically because it's the most active, harmful form of prohibition, I think, that we currently have today with, you know, 1.5 million Americans being arrested every year, mostly for just simple possession of various different chemical substances or plants. And, alcohol, it's in its own league, right? I mean, it's a popular legal drug, which is actually pretty hard. I mean, alcohol as a drug is a pretty hard drug. People don't really think of it that way. And I don't think they don't think of it that way because it's legal. Well, if it must be legal, it must be safer than some of those illegal drugs, but that's not really true. In fact, if you look at the overdose numbers for illegal drugs compared to alcohol, I mean, it's not even close.
No.
Obviously, more people drink alcohol than shoot heroin, that much is for sure, but just, it's an epidemic. And so people, when they drink and they drive, obviously they're increasing their likelihood of some sort of problem occurring, some sort of tragic accident that may involve someone else who was completely innocent. And no doubt about it, I don't want those things to happen. What Crivelli's going to point out here is that those might be happening more often because of the government's prohibition against drinking and driving. So, with no further ado here, LouRockwell.com's Mark Crivelli.
You know, I'm not a big fan of prohibition, but I'm wondering, do you think there should be a prohibition against someone, say, driving blindfolded?
You mean you can't use the force to drive, Mark?
I don't know. Somebody out there probably.
No, I think that dangerous driving should be prohibited. I think that those people who own roads would want dangerous drivers off their roads. Wouldn't you?
Well, I guess I'm of the opinion that most people that would drive blindfolded would be more dangerous than people who wouldn't.
I think you're right about that, but I don't think you need, like what we have today, I don't think you need law after law after law that says you can't do this while you drive, you can't do this while you drive, you can't do this, you can't change this radio station, you can't do whatever, you know, eat a hamburger, you can't shave, you can't do any of these things while driving. Because some people might be able to be better at eating a hamburger and driving than other people. Some people might be better at talking on a cell phone and driving than other people. And so how about the standard is just, are you dangerous?
Well,
are you a danger to your fellow man on the road?
I think perhaps there should be punitive damages awarded to the crashee in the case of if somebody is doing something they shouldn't be doing while they are driving. If, for instance, I decide to go out and drive blindfolded, maybe I'm dumber than somebody who just has a regular old accident, you know, like somebody who was tuning the radio, took their eyes off the road for a second, or just had an accident just out of the blue. You know, like maybe I've done something that's a little dumber.
It sounds to me like you're presuming that the cop is going to be right behind them at the first instant they turn on the roads. And, you know, somebody that just changes the radio station and gets into an accident, that's happened. I mean, it's already over. No one's going to be able to prevent that person from going on into the future. They've already had their accident. So if you're talking about somebody who's driving while blindfolded, well, odds are good they're not going to get too far. And secondly, if they did manage to go down the road, like if they were on a long stretch of highway and decided to put a blindfold on, then at that point there might be a chance that someone, some police officer type or a road enforcer, would be able to notice that person doing that.
You believe that that careless driving, poor reckless driving should be illegal. However, you don't believe that necessarily they need a law for every form of
I don't think so. Do you?
Driving.
Do you?
I don't know
this
what
is
I
the
think.
Problem. This is one of the problems with the government system is they try to write so many laws to encapsulate whatever different options are out there, whatever different paths people can take with their lives. And, of course, they can never get them all. They can never nail them all down. Even in the very specific areas in which they've written laws, there are all kinds of other variations that can actually occur in real life. And, of course, as a result of this system, you get judges taking people and punishing them the exact same, if they had a .08 versus a 0.32. And so there's a big difference there. I mean, have you ever seen somebody who's
I agree
blown
there
a point
are all
three?
Kinds of problems with our drunk driving laws. You're certainly not going to get me to say that they're all just great. But please go on with your article that advocates toddlers driving while intoxicated.
Oh, come on now. I'm not going to have time to get into the whole thing. But what Crivelli points out here is that people believe certain things about drinking and driving. They believe that A, drunk drivers are dangerous and can kill other drivers. The B, the government has outlawed drunk driving and punishes drunk driving ruthlessly. So C, the government's prohibition and punishments do actually reduce the incidence and danger of drunk driving. Makes sense, right?
I suppose choose to believe that.
Well, according to Crivelli, it doesn't take a professor of logic to see that this type of argument is fallacious. The conclusion simply doesn't follow from the premises. We're not entitled to conclude the government is successfully reducing either the incidence or the danger of drunk driving. Just because they've prohibited it and are mercilessly punishing the violators, it could be a case, or could be the case that the government's prohibitions and punishments themselves are actually exacerbating the problem rather than ameliorating it. I mean, we do know what happens when the government tries to do things, right? In general, it fails miserably.
I mean, usually the government is bad at pretty much everything they do.
But it's a foregone conclusion to most people that this is, this is necessary and it's helping keep our roads safe. Is it? Well, the preceding point is exceedingly important and worth emphasizing with an analogous example from the war on drugs. After all, the federal government takes a similar position with regard to drug trafficking and consumption. So, with the drug war, they say that drug addicts are dangerous and can kill or hurt themselves and others. And that the government has outlawed the consuming or selling of drugs and punishes consumers and sellers ruthlessly. So therefore, the government's prohibition and punishments actually are reducing the incidence and danger of drugs. Now, Mark, you know that one's not true,
no,
right?
No, that's a bunch of crap. Absolutely. The fact is, there's study after study that says basically the same amount of people are using drugs that are using them before, and that the government essentially has wasted billions and billions of dollars on law enforcement that they don't need, sending law enforcement out to do stuff that they should otherwise that they wouldn't otherwise be doing. They're taken off of tasks they should be doing. It's a real mess. I agree.
So one not ought to simply assume that the government's prohibitions in medieval punishments are actually working to reduce drunk driving unless there's a good argument to that effect. And when one looks at the arguments about the efficacy of the government's war on drunk driving, they all point to the opposite conclusion, and that is that the government's prohibition and punishments are actually making things worse rather than better. For example, the government's prohibitions have created incentives for drunk drivers to drive much more dangerously than they otherwise would. They've resulted in a massive loss of income and freedom for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Americans, who've been arrested, fined, and imprisoned for drunk driving without ever hurting anyone. They've created an interlocking structure of incentives that actually encourage drunk driving, and they've created a blatantly hypocritical standard for driving on the nation's roads, with some dangerous drivers let off with a wag of the finger, while others are arrested, fined, and incarcerated for doing exactly the same thing, namely putting other people's lives at risk. I mean, have you ever driven while tired?
I think that all these things are certainly not a good idea to drive while tired. Just as bad.
Have you ever done
driving.
It?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have.
Sure, I
dozed, scared the crap
off behind,
out of me.
Dozed off behind the wheel. Hit those little things in the road. Hit the other things on the other side of the road. Almost driven off. These things are extraordinarily dangerous, mostly dangerous for me, I would suspect, but it's difficult to prove that somebody's driving while tired. However, it's significantly easier to prove that somebody is drunk while driving. And you can barely prove that somebody was texting while driving, which is by far the most dangerous of
that.
These activities.
How? You could prove that. The texts have the little timestamps.
Please. You've got
free numbers. Should we legalize drunk driving? 800-259-9231. Why not? Your thoughts or anything goes.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I guess I'm asking a question that you probably don't hear too often on talk radio, and that is, how do you feel about legalizing drunk driving? I'm not saying making dangerous driving illegal. Drunk driving. Because being drunk doesn't necessarily mean you have to drive dangerously. We'll get into the details here. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Now, those features include the archive. So if you're listening to a radio station, you don't get us during the week, you can get the weekday show for free right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. That again, freetalklive.com. And audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose, and you can get your free audiobook download when you sign up today. Every genre, they've got it covered at Audible. Go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Let me lay an idea out there for you. But maybe the question of should we legalize drunk driving, should drunk driving be legalized, and why or why not? Maybe that's too far. Maybe that's too much for people. How about this one? Should sleeping in your car while drunk be legalized?
Yeah, this is one of the parts that the drunk driving laws have really been messed up on. The fact is that this, and just about everybody has a story of somebody they know this happened to. In fact, law enforcement officers do this far, far too often, is if somebody decides to go pass out in their car and they have their keys in the ignition, in some case sitting on the floor,
yeah.
If they have what they call active possession. If your keys aren't locked in your glove compartment or something, then they consider you to have been drunk driving. If you're sleeping in a parking lot,
yeah.
And that is reprehensible. Also, the...
So you're with me on that one, then?
Absolutely with you on
okay.
that. And the idea that that they can do these sort of random sobriety checks, that is a big old load of bullcrap. I'm sorry.
So you don't like the police state that's risen up around the drunk driving laws?
I mean, you know, if you can use that excuse for stopping people and checking, why can't you use every excuse? I mean, you could be hiding immigrants in your house. Shouldn't the cops be able to do a house-to-house search?
Some would say yes.
Some would say yes. Immigrants are a terrible problem.
I say no. No way.
Right. It's absolutely. I should be sovereign in my person, places, effects, and whatever the Fourth Amendment says, papers, whatever the Fourth Amendment says, but you're not. And why? Because Mothers Against Drunk Drivers has taken this crap too far.
In fact, Mark Crivelli at LibRockwell.com points out, indeed, that the police state that's been created on the nation's roads and highways is a result of the, first and foremost, a result of the drinking and driving laws. Now, we're starting to see checkpoints popping up for immigrants down in the southern and northern border areas, so they're expanding now with their excuses as to why they get to search your car and stop you and harass you and that sort of thing. But it all started with the alcohol prohibition. It started with drinking and driving. That's where they got their foot in the door. But so you're with me, Mark, that people should be able to get in their car and... Yeah, sober up a bit before they go home. Whether they fall asleep or what, you should be able to put your keys in the ignition, listen to some music on your radio, listen to Free Talk Live.
Some people have been convicted for turning the heat on the vehicle. The vehicle's running. They decide
if it's cold.
Sure. You can die in New Hampshire if you sleep out in the weather. And
it's February or something? You bet.
It'd be terrible. And, law enforcement uses this as an opportunity to make revenue. I don't know why they go ahead and go after people that are drunk in their cars. It seems to me they're doing everyone a favor by sleeping in their vehicle before they go home.
And here's one more thing to think about. What if the drunk driving laws encourage drunk drivers to drive faster? Could that be true? I mean, if you're drunk and you choose to go home, obviously you're scared because, you can't sleep in your car. So you choose to go home. You're going to want to get home quick, right? Because the quicker you're from point A to point B, the less likely you are to get pulled
over. I'm going to need to see some science on that. I'm of the opinion that if you're drunk and you're deciding that you want to be safe from the police, that you're not going to try to get home quickly. You're going to try to get home at or below the speed limit so that you don't get stopped.
Well, no. See, you'll get stopped if you're going below the speed limit.
Not
my point here is if you're going 15 miles an hour, you're going to get pulled over.
Yeah, sure. 15 miles an hour
in
a 40.
Well, if you are 3 sheets to the wind, should you be doing anything more than 5, 10, 15 miles an hour? I mean, you should be puttering down the right lane of the road and trying to get to where you're going safely.
I've driven on all kinds of substances in my years. And I can tell you that the substance on which I drive the worst, most quickly, and obey the least amount of traffic laws is alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
People who are drunk are more likely to stick their foot in it and drive like they are out of their minds. And that's why
it depends on how drunk you are. You could be, see, you know, when you say the term drunk, you're talking about a very wide range, right?
Drunk can be a whole bunch of things.
Right. You could have 3 beers or you could have 10 beers. I mean, there's a big difference there as to how you might behave under the influence of that amount of alcohol. So I'm not suggesting that all drunk drivers behave in the same way, Mark. I'm not suggesting that for a moment. But if you want to get from point A to point B and you've had enough to be coherent enough about driving, then it makes more sense that if the laws are out there prohibiting you from driving while having alcohol in your system, that you're going to want to get home, like you say, within the speed limit. But if it's safer for you to drive slower, you won't do that because you don't want to get pulled over. You don't. You may not know. Maybe you've only had 3 beers. You may not be sure if you're at a 0.08 or at a 0.1. You might not know. And so, therefore, you're going along at the normal rate, the normal clip, whereas if you weren't sure and it didn't matter as to what your – if it didn't matter as to what the number was, if what mattered was how impaired you are, if what mattered was how dangerous on the road you were, then you could slow yourself down. You could take it down to 20 miles an hour and be a much, much more safer driver. You have more time to react if you're going slower. That just seems to make sense to me. We'll love your thoughts at 800-259-9231. I'm not saying leave the dangerous people on the road. I'm saying not everybody who's been arrested for DUI has been dangerous.
I absolutely agree with that. I think that they sweep up a lot of people that they shouldn't be. I think that some people are drunker at 0.08 than other people are. More drunk, I'm not sure what the proper English is on that, than other people. And I think that just some arbitrary number like 0.08 is not a good way to decide.
I want to see what you think. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jack in Montana listening to KGEZ. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah. Hey, great hearing you guys. Yeah, I listened to you.
What's on your mind tonight, Jack?
Yeah, I'm doing well. You know, interestingly enough, I think you guys are really hitting around the mark there. Is that if you have a tolerance for it, then there's no problem. You can drive, and if some little incident happens, you get pulled over for going 5 miles over. Then guess what? You still go to jail and get all the things put up against you that somebody who was out going all over the highway would get.
Yep.
And it all depends on your tolerance. If you were raised on where you're from, Scandinavian people who were raised in an agrarian area and Irish and. They have really low tolerance for alcohol.
The law doesn't take those subtleties into effect, though, and that's one of the big problems with the system. I thank you for the call tonight. And he's right about that. There are different people with different levels of tolerance, but it doesn't matter how well you're driving. What matters is the number, the arbitrarily set, governmental, bureaucratically set number. 800-259-9231. If you're under 21 in some places, it's 0.02. What's that all about?
That's cough syrup level.
More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M,
rmapply.com, rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's the Saturday edition of the show, and it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, and they include the bulletin board system with over 490,000 posts. There is a lot to talk about there. You can get interactive with our listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
I want to tell you about InterKnobs.com. It's a company that I use to, well, get the knobs and pulls and towel racks and stuff for my house. And the experience was fantastic, and it was significantly cheaper than using one of the big box stores or one of the specialty stores that has knobs and pulls and things like that. If you're going to be doing some redecorating, it's a great way to increase the value of your home without spending a great deal of money. And you can go to InterKnobs.com and save even more. Use code FTL, save an additional 10% off of their already wholesale prices. It's InterKnobs.com.
We continue taking your phone calls. Question on the table, but you can bring up anything, of course, is about drunk driving. What if it's possible that the government's laws about drunk driving are actually increasing the incidents and making them worse? How would you feel about that? Or how do you feel in general about the idea of changing things, legalizing maybe drinking and driving? I'm not saying legalizing driving dangerously, because not everybody who drives over the 0.08 limit is necessarily a dangerous driver. Especially if they're taking precautionary measures, like slowing down, which, of course, they won't do now, because if they slow down, they'll be pulled over. You know how I know that? Well, it's happened to me. I haven't been pulled over very many times in my life, but of the 3 times I think I've actually been pulled over, one of them was for going the speed limit. You know how when you go around curves in most places, there's the yellow sign that will give you what's a suggested speed?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that was a suggested speed. I thought that was the speed limit, like a little temporary. Here's the curve. This is your speed limit. Apparently, that's not what it means, at least not down in Florida. Down in Florida.
No, at no point is a yellow sign going to mandate a speed.
Yeah, see, I had to
be white.
It didn't say speed limit, I guess, on it, but it had the number, and I was, 17.
It says MPH underneath it.
Yeah, I was 17 at the time, and I didn't know. So I went around that corner at the suggested speed, exactly at the suggested speed. And I happened to have a cop behind me, so I figured it was a real good idea to go around the corner at the suggested speed. He puts on his cherries and pulls me over. I said, well, why did you pull me over? Well, I thought you might have been drunk because you were going the speed limit around that curve. So if you're
drunk, not the speed limit, you're going below the speed limit, but you're going
the suggested. Excuse me, I was going the suggested rate.
Yeah.
Right. So because I was doing what they suggested,
right.
I was drunk.
So this is, you know, the sort of adventurism that police go on, rather than driving dangerously. You know, they go after people that, oh, he's driving strangely, which in fact is as the road is recommended. I mean, they love to pull over young people. Get an opportunity to go through their cars and that kind of thing. Harass them. Show them what big men they are.
To this guy's credit, I hadn't been drinking, but my passenger had. And we were certainly both under the age of 21 at the time. Maybe I was 19. I don't know. It was definitely under 21. And, to the guy's credit, there was like a 12-pack of beers in the back of the truck. And I said, look, man, I'm just trying to get these guys home. You know, they're drunk. I'm trying to get them home. And so he had them get out of the car and pour the beers out on the side of the road and then let us go. So to his credit.
It's a good thing.
Right.
That's the way, in my opinion, that's the way it should be handled. Because so many times law enforcement officers use the power of their office to harass young men, especially young men, and give them records when they just don't need it.
But my point being, I was pulled over for doing what I thought was the speed limit. So if you're doing the speed limit or below, if you're inebriated a little bit and you're slowing down to compensate, which is a smart thing to do, you're encouraged by the system to not do that. Anyway, let's go to your calls, your thoughts. Talk to James listening in Miami to WFTL. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you guys doing?
James, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, listen, I just want to tell you some things real quick that I know people have been through it. I know here in Miami, I don't know about somewhere else, but I know here they're actually arresting people who are drunk inside their cars just because they had the key in the ignition.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's nationwide.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
you know, and another thing, I don't agree with people that get arrested for drunk driving or any violation having to do with driving a car. I don't agree with them being put in the same jail cells where there are guys who knows what they're for. You know, and a lot of guys, I've seen guys like that come in into those situations, and they have been jumped and beat up by...
Yep.
Other inmates, and these guys, they only got arrested. They were drunk when they were there, and somebody took advantage of them. And
yep. James, you're pointing out something that people just generally don't look at, and it's really a great salient point. Having spent time in prison myself, I can tell you that people that are in for vehicular manslaughter or whatever, the sort of drunk driving and there was a victim, those people do not belong in regular prison with regular inmates. In the state of Florida, they have something like 60 or 80 institutions. They can very easily section off one or two small work camp institutions and put drunk drivers in there rather than putting them in with regular inmates, where I'll tell you what, man, I learned how to hotwire a car in prison. I learned how some people robbed banks while in prison.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot of things that convicts, you know, talk to each other about in prison. And I wouldn't have learned. That's how they do it.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. And I know I've been watching a program on the Court TV. I don't know if you've seen that program. They put a bunch of comedians and, you know, people who are, like, not first-class actors, but, like, people like Bonaducci and all these guys. I don't know if he's in the program.
Yeah, the B-listers.
They make fun of people that get arrested, man. And I find that really disgusting.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I saw a guy being tasered by a cop in a... He was told to stand up somewhere. And the guy was tired or whatever. He didn't want to be standing up. And he was sitting in a chair, and the guy shot him while he was sitting in the chair with a taser, man. And these idiots are, like finding something funny about that. I mean, what's happening, bro?
It's twisted. I agree with you completely, James, and I thank you for the call tonight. The obsession that some people have with violence against their fellow man just because they've been accused of breaking the law.
As though that guy carries that badge, he can tell you anything. No. What that guy that carries that badge, which is a symbol of authority given to him by the government that represents the citizens, means that he represents every citizen there. That's the idea. And he has the amount of power that any citizen might have, but he doesn't have more. He can't just tell you to do any old thing. Sorry.
Well, it's this. What James, I think, was commenting on in general was the attitude of the hosts of the show, like Bonaducci or whoever, these B-listers that are just, you know, laughing it up about the plight of these folks that are, in many cases, probably innocent, peaceful people. I mean, remember, you're innocent before proven guilty. Until you're proven guilty, but people don't think of it like that. In this, it seems like in a lot of cases, this day and age, if you're accused of something, especially, you know, child molestation or something like that, it's like you've been convicted before you even had a chance to defend yourself. And to laugh at someone for being tasered or something like that, for not following orders, I can understand if they're choking a cop or doing something that's in some way violent to another person, getting involved in that and using whatever force is necessary to stop it. That's what those cops are supposed to be trained to do. But now the taser has become this pain compliance device. We continue with your calls. Craig is in South Carolina listening to WSC-FM. Hello, Craig.
Yeah, I just had a few ideas for you. I love your ideas. Your points that you're making are pretty good. The first thing I'd like to say is that drunk driving, man, that's going to happen regardless of if it's legalized or not, I think.
Sure.
And, yeah, past that, I think as far as the laws that it goes, where you can't sleep in your car if you've been drinking, I mean, they're going to get you for that. That's a little overkill, don't you think?
I think it's outrageous.
I think that any law enforcement officer that uses the law in that way should have his badge removed and have his gun taken away. And as far as I'm concerned, he's committed treason against the people that for whom he works and deserves some time.
I agree. I mean, sometimes, that's going to happen. People are going to go out, they're going to drink, they're going to have a great time with their friends, and then after that, I mean, the only other option is either go home or get arrested then, you know? I mean, you can't sleep
so
in your car.
That encourages people to get behind the wheel.
It does. The enforcement of these silly laws. I mean, there should be an exception. Our legislators, if they were, in fact, were working for us and representing us, because nobody's going to say it's a good idea. There's nobody out there that thinks it's a good idea to arrest somebody for sleeping in their car. However, that's how it's being used. If these legislators, on whom this law would never be enforced, don't represent us, don't want to do that for us, they need to be kicked out of office, too.
Thanks, Craig. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Janeski of Larry Janeski's Basement Systems. I've been helping homeowners all across the country get the most out of their basements for 22 years. Right now, I'm going to bat for you. You won't believe how affordable a dry, usable basement can be. Call 888-600-1113 and take advantage of the economy to get the best deal in years. Now is the best time to fix your basement and keep your hard-earned money in your own pocket. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you $500 off your full perimeter basement waterproofing system. You can use your beautiful basement today for your child's playroom, a home office, or just extra storage, and don't pay a cent until 2010. I'll stand behind our work forever with a lifetime warranty. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you a free WaterWatch alarm. Call 888-600-1113. Or visit TalkBasements.com.
SpyVille.com offers a wide range of personal protection products. Our experience in the spy and security industry allows us to provide you with quality security equipment at some of the most affordable prices you'll find. SpyVille.com is your source for complete four-camera video systems starting at $499. Most of our customers install their own systems without the additional cost of an installer. A picture may be worth a thousand words, but live video tells the whole story, generally ending with a conviction. Check out our latest personal portable spy cameras, mini video cameras hidden in a keychain, a wristwatch, or even a cigarette lighter. These mini video recorders go anywhere and spy on anyone. SpyVille.com also offers night vision cameras and night vision scopes. All of our products are available at SpyVille.com. That's SpyVille.com. Who do you want to spy on today? SpyVille.com. Spy cameras and security equipment since 1997.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the show, and you can bring up anything, as always, 800-259-9231. That is the point of the program. You take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Talking about drunk driving and how the system and its rules and its legislation and its enforcers are actually making the problem worse. They're actually encouraging people to drive dangerously and to drive drunk. And, of course, one of the most obvious ways is that they're arresting people for trying to sober up in their car without moving anywhere. That's one of the no-brainers. I mean, who would be in favor? Who is in favor of that law besides the revenue man? I mean, because DUIs are good for a good chunk of change for the
absolutely.
Government.
They're, and not to mention that the cops get they get little bonuses from MAD. You want to be the cop?
Do they?
You didn't know about the gold watches MAD gives out?
No, I did not.
The Mothers Against Drunk Drivers hand out gold watches to police for arresting drunk drivers.
For the maximum or something? If they beat the whole department or something like that?
Usually they recognize... Yeah, it's like a contest. They recognize them in different ways. But yes, absolutely true.
Wow.
So police are incentivized to catch as many as they can, and they don't really care how... And some are unscrupulous and don't care how they do it.
Yeah, it's not about serving or protecting. It's about a gold watch. You're worth a gold watch to me, buddy. That's what they see, right? When they see
a portion of a gold watch, a link on the gold watch.
That's sad. You know, somebody sent me a message reminding me about something that I heard recently. There's this ad campaign. Maybe you've heard the radio commercials. It's what sounds like some young people chatting about some silly nonsense that young people might chat about. And then there's a horrible crash, you know, horrible crash. They just left a bar, right? They just left a bar and they're talking about Brad Pitt or something like that. And there's this horrible, horrific crash. And the announcer, a deep voice, goes, "Buzz driving is drunk driving." Oh? Buzzed driving. So I guess the suggestion is that because she was buzzed, you know, she took her attention off the road for too long and got into an accident. Maybe that's the case. But are they preparing for something else here? Are they kind of getting people ready for a new campaign of
0.06,
0.05, 0.03? I mean, what... It seems like they're getting people ready for something. You know, if you even had one beer, it's one too many. Make sure you stay off the road, because buzz driving is drunk driving. You believe that, right? 800-259-9231.
You know, this is one of the things, that the arbitrariness of it all. So at 0.08, I can tell you I'm still a significantly better driver than the people down in Venice, Florida, and their Lincolns bouncing off the, turning left from the right lane.
The old
right
lady
from the
trying
left
to
hand.
See over the steering wheel.
Dear God, I understand there's somebody in Venice that can drive well, and I'm sure that they're dodging in and out of the Buicks and Lincolns. But whenever I went down there, oh my God, it was awful.
Let's go to your calls. You talk about whatever you want, this or something else. We go to Fred in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Hello, Fred.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, blood alcohol.
It's a proven fact that men can hold more alcohol than a woman.
They're bigger.
But since we have unisex laws in this country, we're all put in the same category, and I think that's a bunch of bull. I don't personally drink. I used to drink quite heavily, but I stopped a long time ago.
Had enough, huh?
But well, here in Montana, I mean, they want everybody to stop drinking beer, especially beer. Yet they sell it in every grocery store, every 7-Eleven, every place you turn around, they sell beer in every place. You know, why don't they just sell it in liquor stores? And that way they can control the substance with people who will lose their license if they sell it to somebody who is underage or
Oh, come on, Fred, don't be silly. You think that just because they move the beer to the liquor stores that underage people won't be able to get their hands on it?
I think it'd be a lot more control, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I think that's not the case at all. I can tell you that here in New Hampshire, the liquor stores are actually run by the state. So you'd think, well, you know, state running the liquor stores, that must be keeping the liquor out of the hands of the kids. And there's still plenty of high school and college parties here with all kinds of alcohol.
A lot of the older kids are buying, or their own parents are buying it just to shut them up. One more point on health care. I've got to talk about health care.
Okay, sure.
This debate over health care, I have listened and listened and listened and listened. I have yet to hear anybody say, we already have national health care in the United States.
Great point.
Every time you pay your taxes, the private sector, now the private sector are people who work for private concerns. The government sector wants to work for government. Almost every government employee in the United States has a fabulous health care plan. So every time you pay your taxes, you're paying, even though you might not be able to afford it, you're paying so they can have the best health care plan money can buy.
So true.
So I don't know why and my argument is if we're going to have national health care, then make the government employees have the exact same plan we in the private sector has. But now I'm told they don't have to take our plan.
Well, why would they?
They'll still be at the...
Fred, they're your betters. Don't you understand? They know better than
masters.
You. They're smarter than you. They've got a bunch of men with guns who will hurt you if you don't do what they say. So they deserve better health care. No, actually, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, they're called public servants. Would a man making $10 an hour hire a servant and pay him $20? That's exactly what the hell we're doing in this country.
I love that line. Did you make that one up yourself? That was great.
Yes, I did.
I love that. Thank you, Fred. I appreciate the call tonight.
That is...
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Would a man making $10 an hour hire another one and pay him $20 and have him serve him? No. So 800-259-9231. Another additional point to what Fred was saying there is that most of the money in the healthcare system is spent by the government, so it is a mostly socialized system today. Don't let anybody tell you this is a free market in healthcare. It's
right.
Not even close.
Right. This is very classic. The way that the government gets involved in everything. The government gets involved, causes problems, and then comes in and solves the problems. Then their solutions to the problems cause more additional problems because the government uses something entirely different than what the free market uses. It uses force. You can go to jail, you can get fined, and then you'll go to jail if you don't pay. You can have your property confiscated from you. You can be killed by the government. However, the free market won't do these kinds of things to you. So it creates an entirely different dynamic. And then once it's created sufficient problems, then it goes in and takes it over. That's exactly what the government's trying to do in this area.
You know, I want to go back to the drunk driving issue. We still have another call on that. But real quick from Mark Crivelli at LouRockwell.com. I'm just kind of pulling things from his myriad of articles about drinking and driving and legalizing it and how the system is actually encouraging people to drive drunk, encouraging them to drive more dangerously while inebriated. And he talks about a part of the system you don't normally hear about. He says another method for increasing drunk driving is alternative transportation or the lack thereof. If you can manage to drastically reduce the amount of safe alternative transportation in your jurisdiction, you'll go a long way toward making sure there are more drunk drivers on the road. If you can foist a government-backed cartel in the taxi and limousine trade in your jurisdiction, for example, you'll be effectively depriving drunk people of a cheap and safe alternative to driving when they're drunk. And without having the option of these cheap and safe forms of transportation, they'll choose to drive drunk more frequently than they otherwise would.
Yeah.
A more effective method for creating more drunk drivers would be hard to find. This option is the added benefit that the people thus deprived of cheap and safe transportation won't even know that it's responsible for increases in the incidence of drunk driving.
People don't even know know that the taxis in their towns have to get medallions in order to operate. Most people don't even understand that the government goes in and limits the amount of people that can give you a ride for money.
Yep.
If you wanted to start your own little drunk cab where you were completely sober and just available to the bars, and you'd come over, you'd pick somebody up, you'd take them home, and you'd charge them half the price they would have been charged to get into a taxi, or the bar would pay you or something like that.
The government will come after you and fine you. If you don't pay that fine, they'll throw you in jail. They'll take your car away from you. That's how these people roll. That's what kind of organization we're talking about.
Let's go to John in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. John, Texas? Going once. John in Texas. Going twice. So that's just a few examples of how the government system, the government's rules, actually make they exacerbate the drunk driving problem. And aside from all of that, then there's the police state aspect, which we kind of touched on earlier, that now you'll get stopped at a drunk driving checkpoint and harassed by the police on the flimsy excuse that there might be someone on the road that's drunk and that they'll be able to catch them if they just check everybody. So I must wonder what's the next step going to be, because we know that government doesn't just stop. They don't just create a law and just say, oh, well, that's about it. We're done with this section of laws. We'll just leave this alone now. No, there's always a next step.
Yeah.
So how far is it before they're pulling everybody out of their cars to breathalyze them, just to make sure? Just to make sure they're not drunk. How long?
And communities all over the nation are stepping up enforcement. I wonder why. Is it because property values and on houses have decreased and they're not getting the revenue that they were?
By the way, how many times have you heard of somebody getting 3, 4, 5 DUIs? Happens a lot, doesn't it?
Sure, it happens.
So if DUIs and the harsh punishment was actually doing something to prevent people from driving drunk, wouldn't you only hear about people having 1, 2 DUIs instead of 3, 4, 5 and just continuing on? Oh, maybe their lives just keep getting crappier and crappier when they get busted, so they have nothing to live for, so they just keep drinking and driving. Hour 2's coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.